Lose the makeup, get a haircut, and stop using my razor to shave your funzo.
Test, test. You working over there?
Test 1, 2, 3.
Perfect.
Too hard?
Too no.
Oh, too hard? Too, like that's sweaty true. Balls.
Here we go.
From beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, it's The Fake Show with our host, Jim Toppy.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 15 of the Fake Show Radio Podcast. Thanks to those who've been with us from the beginning, and remember to follow along on Facebook and Twitter. We sure do appreciate it. Our guest on the show today is one of those actors, you know him when you see him. He's been featured on Lost, State of Affairs, two of Christopher Nolan's Batman movies, and he's back for more as Sheriff Alex Romero on the A&E drama Bates Motel. And he's on the phone with us right now. It's actor Nestor Carbonell.
Hi, is this Jen?
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, we have another season of the great show, Bates Motel. You must really enjoy working with this cast. I mean, Vera Farmiga, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's kind of hard not to go to set without a, you know, smiling, because it's a dream job. I mean, and you know, starting with, you know, the writing from Carrier and Carlton Cuse and the other, and then the whole writing staff. I mean, it's so rich. So we all got to enjoy phenomenal writing. And then, yeah, and then you get to work with, you know, with Vera Farmiga, who's, you know, arguably one of the best actors out there. I mean, she's extraordinary, and she's amazing in this role, and, you know, and the kindest person to boot. So, you know, it's a really... pretty amazing. It's a dream job. It really is.
And it's so funny, too, to watch a kid like Freddie Highmore, who plays Norman. And, you know, I think we first saw him, and he was just this sweet child actor. And now he's turning into, you know, the guy that we know he's turning into.
Yeah, no, to know him from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Finding Neverland and August Rush to Norman Bates. And his turn is so, it's so layered, and it's so interesting. I mean, weirdly enough, you kind of sympathize with and empathize with him, you know, given his relationship with his mom. But Freddie does an amazing job. And this year in particular, I think people are going to be pretty blown away.
You know, for those of us who've taken the tour at Universal Studios, it's interesting. I think you probably know this, too, that the house is shrunk down just a little bit to make originally to make Anthony Perkins in the movie look that much bigger.
I took the tour, yeah, not long ago. Last year we took the tour. And actually, the actual motel is much smaller than the motel we shoot in Canada. But yeah, it's a lot smaller. But that's an interesting fact. Absolutely. And they did that a lot back in the day. They would make actors, sort of a hero character bigger, but, you know, shrinking doorways or making them shorter.
Did you go back and look at the original movie? But because the characters and the storylines, you know, delve away from that a little bit. Did you not look at it again?
You know, I didn't, Jim. I wanted to sort of have it clean, because I've seen it many years ago and several times. But given that my character wasn't in the original, the Sheriff Romero wasn't in that one. And it was a reimagining of the film, and a modern day prequel reimagining of the film. So really, the show is its own thing. It, obviously, it, the dynamics are the same, and where we'll end will probably be close to where the film begins. But how to get there is obviously in the imaginations of Carrie Aaron and Carlton Cuse. So I didn't do that on purpose. I know Freddie did, just to get a handle a little bit on Norman and to tip his hat off to Anthony Perkins as well. But I think the rest of the cast pretty much stayed away. We wanted to, you know, to create our own world.
Yeah, I suppose there was nothing Vera could do other than look like a skeleton in a chair, huh?
Exactly. There was not much for her to anchor herself on.
The executive producer, who you've mentioned a couple of times, Carlton Cuse, he said that this series is indeed going to go 5 seasons, and there is a conclusion that they have mapped out.
I have, yeah, and I've spoken to both of them about it, and no, it was pretty well mapped out from the onset. So they know thematically every season what it's about. Like last season was about sort of opening things up to the town, and you know, that Norma and Norman have, you know, have ventured into. This season is more about sort of character driven family drama with a return of Norma's brother, who she had a really sordid past with, and how that completely shifts the dynamics within the family between Norma and Norman and her other son Dylan. So yeah, they definitely have a plan mapped out. It's for 5 years, and this season doesn't disappoint. This is the middle one, so it's a lot goes down this year.
Do you know if you're going to? Are you going to be around for the whole run of the series?
Well, I don't know if I make it past this year. We'll see. We will find out.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Lost, which I think probably is one of those roles that is going to be with you for quite some time, where you played Richard. Did you know going into this series Lost, when you looked at the script, just how iconic and how special it was going to be?
You know, I joined the show with the first episode. It was the seventh episode of the third season, so the show was you know, a massive hit, and I came in as a guest star. You know, they always tell you it could potentially recur, but you never know with those things. But I just came in to do a guest spot, and thankfully it turned into a lot more than that. But yeah, I mean, I knew when I saw the pilot, you know, and it blew up that very night. You know, I mean, the next morning the ratings were crazy. My wife and I watched the pilot, and we were like, "Oh my God, this is going to be a massive hit!" And sure enough, it was. I mean, it was an extraordinary 2-hour pilot. But no, I never, I didn't think that my character was going to, you know, sort of be woven into the show in a way that it was. I had no idea. I mean, you always hope, but I've been around long enough never to expect anything.
I remember one scene in particular where you're chained up, and there's a wild boar coming at you. Now, I think a lot of people thought that was CGI, but is that the case?
No.
No.
No. In fact, I'm working with the same director, Tucker Gates. He's our producing director on Bates Motel, and he directed that episode. It was an episode that was devoted to the backstory of my character. And I was chained to a boat, and this massive boar comes charging at me, and I'm supposed to fend it off with this large nail that I got out, you know, from the deck. And they, you know, they had a boar wrangler, but, you know, he couldn't get the boar to get on the ship, and then much less charge me, you know, the way they wanted to charge me. So then they said, "Don't worry about it. We're going to do it." You know, oh yeah, then they made a fake boar that it would chase, you know, so they put this fake boar on like wheels, and they said, "Look, that's going to draw him to you." So they
put
the boar on one side. And then a fake boar next to me. And then I said, what's going to protect me from this boar? I mean, I got this nail. I don't know. It's a big boar. And all the crew and wranglers were sort of like kind of behind me. I go, you know, it's not going to help if you're behind me. I'm chained here. I can't do it. But sure enough, I lived. But yeah, it was insanity.
That's the kind of realism that made that show. Now, you've appeared on such high quality shows over the years. TV is really as good as it's ever been.
Yeah, we're living in a time. Yeah, people speak about the golden age of TV. I really think it is. I think with the advent of Sopranos, raising the bar for everybody, and you know, and Lost, you know, for network TV, nothing really had been done quite like that before. I mean, Twin Peaks to a certain extent, obviously Twilight Zone, but not recently. And so, yeah, nowadays there's so much good TV, it's almost hard to watch. You know, you can only watch so much of it. But there's definitely there's so much to binge on Netflix now, it's a pretty great time to be working in TV.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Nestor Carbonell. I mean, you're certainly as familiar as they come. I also liked your character on State of Affairs.
Thanks so much, Jim. No, I had a lot of fun on that as well, and I'm blessed to be working at all. This is a crazy business, but a great one. I'm very blessed whenever I get the chance to work. It's been fun. And this is a show I'm so happy to be a part of. And we're lucky that we have a nice following too. But I'm curious to see how people take the season, because it's easily my favorite one.
It's a great show. Glad you're part of it. Nestor Carbonell, we appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
The Bates Motel is on every Monday night on A&E. Thanks for checking in, as always, and be sure to get updates and stay in touch with other listeners at our Fake Show Facebook and Twitter pages. Look for the podcast player at the bottom of the page at thefakeshow.com.
The Fake Show was filmed before a live studio audience. Kendall Tenney's pompadour toupees are provided by the House of Marv Albert.